first on the agenda is our energy grant.
Right. And I think you and I both posted. The biggest thing was to discuss and sign any final paperwork necessary to sign, and then also talk about how we're going to get this message out to the as a press release, because Debbie Redford and Barbara Bowley and Jillian and Joan, when she was here, was instrumental in getting that. I thought that was, it's a good story to tell to how many different agencies or entities this will benefit besides the courthouse. So I had given you both guys a copy of what Joan had written down in as some parts of the press release, and what my thoughts were was probably just have the office Ron Hausman write the final press release and let us look at it, because it's what we have from that was left from Joan is good. There's some good parts in it.
It's generic.
It's pretty generic, and there's some things I don't want to put in there, because really the biggest work was done was, without a doubt, Joan, Barbara, and Debbie. Debbie spent many, many hours on the whole thing, and so anyway, I thought that since the story is, and Ron, you've got the paperwork. Do you want to? I mean, did you have the quote that I shouldn't say quote, but basically, go ahead, come on up to the microphone or come to a microphone.
Just sit right there if you want to. That way you don't have to.
Oh, he's good.
Stand.
These were comments that Joan thought that we should consider to go in.
Uh-huh.
It was not to be a final form, but something that you all could consider to be added into the release should the grant be awarded to Taney County.
I mean, I guess the question is, how many different agencies ended up being that? I mean, you have some of those details.
Well, if you remember, if I give you a quick bit of history, mm-hmm. Jim, when you got an email or maybe it was a newsletter from National Association of Counties many, many months ago, it talked about the possibility of monies flowing through for energy grants, for courthouses, and for public buildings, mm-hmm. et cetera. From that, you picked a team. I think you started with Jillian Roulon and Joan mm-hmm. to work on this particular possibility. From that, it expanded, and Joan asked Barbara Bowley to get involved and Debbie Redford to get involved. I've talked with Debbie about this many times in the past week, and she put in herself probably 100 hours on this grant application.
Right.
Tying together all the different entities and agencies within the county, because when the first application went in, not application, but the first attempt to get the money verbally, Taney County was told you really need to team up with others if you want to be considered, because that's where the competition was going to be, is if there are multiple political subdivisions that are involved. So from that, a number of other agencies were invited, were excited about it, and got involved. And the list includes, besides the county courthouse, the airport, the health department, Kirbyville School District, Mark Twain School District, Hollister High School, Hollister Middle Junior High, Branson City Hall, Branson Tower Building and Recplex, and Western Taney County Fire Protection District, and several of the buildings that they have. So there are a lot of entities that are involved within this one grant application, energy grant. And there's a big story to be told, so I think that putting more within the
right, that was just,
form
I mean,
itself
was
would
just
be important.
Getting some thoughts written down, but I mean, go ahead.
we got some business to do before. I want people, like we're talking about, to know everybody that's put work in it. But there's some issue, or one issue anyway, uh-huh. that we need to talk about, because the grant needs to be signed and back by the 15th, mm-hmm. according to Debbie Redford. She
right.
sat down with me, I think it was on Thursday.
No. Tuesday.
Tuesday, this is Thursday. The one entity is Mark Twain School, that if you look on that spreadsheet, under owner's participation, it shows $11,500. And I met with Bruce,
mm-hmm.
and I've t- talked with him again this morning just before we came down, and he tried to get a hold of Debbie yesterday. They cannot swing $11,500.
Okay.
And you, to be somewhat repetitive here, but in some other conversations, but anyhow, when Debbie sat down with me Tuesday, she's out of town, as most of you know, I'm sure, and she just didn't want any hiccups in getting this done and signed and in on time. Again, that being the 15th, she went through these things. One of the biggest things she said to me was that the county is the entity that the grant's name is in, and that if any of these other entities stubbed their toe and didn't get done what has been committed or is being committed, then the county is the one that's going to be responsible. I'm not saying that those entities wouldn't take their own responsibility, but we're the one on the line, is what she was saying. So I felt it very wise to contact all these entities to be sure everybody was okay with it. And I'm waiting on a phone call back from Chris Burnt. They had their board meeting last night, I understand, but I don't think there was any problem with them. Talked to Cindy Shook at the City of Branson, as well as Dean Krutoff. They're good with everything. Spoke to Jim Berry yesterday. He's good to go. Carlos at Kirbyville. And, of course, Debbie's put in 100 hours. She's and the Hollister's all good to go. And they're the biggest, in fact, they're the main recipient of funding on the temperature controls. But anyhow, my thought was, after I talked to Bruce a few minutes ago, that we need to resolve that.
Okay.
And as Ron, you've not been involved, if I understood you right, in this. Do you understand it, of what we need to do? If we've got one entity, if Mark Twain doesn't have the funding to carry through, what happens? Are you familiar with that?
Yes, I'm familiar with the grant application, with the grant itself, and with the ramifications. If Mark Twain or any other district doesn't follow through, it's the county really that holds the bag for all the entities that are involved as the point or lead agency.
But can they back out is what I'm asking. At this point, can one entity back out? If they can't do this, how do we work that out is the question. And my thought was, I've got Debbie's cell phone, and we might try to get her on the phone and see if she could help us through this, unless you can answer that.
I can. Okay. And it was I that got a hold of Debbie and asked her to be the point person while I was in Washington, D.C. And Debbie and I have been talking by cell phone on a daily basis regarding this particular issue. And yes, if in fact one of the agencies doesn't follow through, then the entire grant is in jeopardy. However, if we don't move forward at this particular point before we receive any money, and if we don't make the deadline of the 15th, the entire grant obviously is in peril, and we won't receive any of the dollars, so all the agencies will be out the possibility of having the energy changes that they need so badly. I'm hopeful that the commission will move forward and that we will find some way with Mark Twain School District for them to find those dollars. There are different avenues that we might pursue, but we need to look at what all those options are and hopefully move forward in a way that can help Mark Twain School District, which also helps all the other entities within Taney County that are in this grant.
One of the questions I didn't have an answer for is the owner participation. At what point of the stage of the grant do we have to come up with that money? Is that initially or is that the end? Are you aware of, or how does that work? I don't know the timeline, the owner's participation.
I don't think it's initially, and I just received this as I walked into the courthouse today, which was the information that was forwarded from the state.
Right.
And a lot of that information was not forthcoming until that. I've not had time to read it. If you all will give me a little bit, I will take this upstairs, read through it completely, call DNR, and find the answers to the questions that you all have.
So the application, the award letter is what was sent to us.
Yes.
So the next step is for us to sign the award letter, and even at that point, we can still back out. Is that your understanding?
Yes, sir.
Up until we receive, until we ready to submit,
we don't have to, we have still options to back out at this point.
Correct.
Okay.
And if that's the case, then the dollars would be
put back in the kitty,
put back in the pot and redistributed to some other agencies across the state.
I know that I did have conversations in D.C. about the FireWise program, mostly because of the PILT money, which affects Mark Twain schools the most. Seeing if I can't use that money, which I think we have some money in that fund, use that money to use to pay for their 11,000, because I think we have more than 11,000 in that fund, which is the payment in lieu of taxes. And so I had met with some people in D.C. about that. They were supposed to give me some information. I can give you a business card if you wanted to follow up, Ron. But that going into it, we knew Mark Twain was going to be the hardest one to get the funding.
Well, maybe we should let Ron go ahead, like you said, and read through this and table this.
Maybe the end of BOE. Can you do it next couple hours, you think?
Yes.
Or early this afternoon or something?
Early afternoon would be better.
Okay. Is that all right? You guys, are you available?
Mm-hmm.
Right. 1:30, 2 o'clock or something?
Yep.
The Mark Twain School project, is it, as I look and see that it's almost 50% of the funding, of the total.
Hmm. No, that's just the owner's participation. If you go over to
total funds,
third column from the left, it says total cost of the project. Their total cost of the project is $25,000.
Right.
And so, because of the nature of that retrofit, their participation level is higher because there wasn't any other alternate. Free funding, more. I mean, it's a bad way to say it, but look at if you look at Hollister Schools, their project is $450,000. But if you look also, the owner participation is zero, but they're getting a loan for $300,000.
Mm-hmm.
And then but the annual savings is $54,000, so it more than pays for it, the loan off.
Right. I was just.
They just chose not to get a loan. Mark Twain chose not to get a loan because they're saving $9,000 a year. Is what their savings would be. So if they got a loan, the savings could easily pay for it. One of the avenues we have also is the energy grant, the energy loan from the state of Missouri, which is you can pay back a zero interest loan from the state with the savings to pay off the loan. So that avenue is still there for them because they're going to save $9,000 and they only need to come up with $11,000. So
But if I'm looking, if I understand this right, that's what you're speaking of is the revolving loan fund. And they evidently, through that, they can use $8,375. And then they've got to come up with that $11,500. And again, Debbie may have, because she's been in this a long time. I think it'd be wise that we talk with her to see if she may have a plan.
Right.
Already in order for this.
That's
to
fine.
Make it work.
Right. And her indications to me, at least Tuesday night, which was the last time that we spoke, was that she thought everything was in order, that we would be able to successfully comply with all the provisions of the grant, and that the political subdivision, she too had spoke with all of them. And she had a concern also about Mark Twain, but she felt confident about it. So perhaps it would be good to follow up with her.
You want to table this until... Do you want to table until...
1:30, 2 o'clock would be fine with me if that works for everybody else.
Yeah. Let's just do 1:30. Will you be, I mean...
Yeah, I'll be back. I've got a meeting in Hollister. I'll be back by then.
So I move that we table the energy grant discussions till 11:30. I'll be sorry, 1:30 Thursday, today.
Second. Further discussion, if we could ask Ron to contact Debbie...
Yeah.
Again, Bruce tried to get her two or three times yesterday afternoon. We caught her before she got on the plane, but we never did. Neither one got through to her in the afternoon. So if you could maybe catch her down there, and I would appreciate that.
Mm-hmm.
I will do that.
All those in favor say aye.
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 Motion carries. Thanks. And Ron, I hope, Ron, you still here? If you need it, I've got Bruce's cell phone number also when I talked to him this morning. If you need to get a hold of him, holler.
I have a 8:45 upstairs in my office, I guess it was scheduled weeks ago, that I have to go spend 15 minutes upstairs, and then I'll be right back.
Recess, and then we'll do BOE next.